The French foreign minister said the purpose of this G7 meeting was to support Ukraine in its war with Russia until there's victory. The leaders discussed fresh military support, with the European Union proposing a further payment of over $500 million for new heavy weaponry. With the global food crisis growing, the EU is also working on plans to use rail routes to export the grain, which is trapped in storage in Ukraine. The EU's High Representative, Joseph Borrell, told me it was a matter of urgency.
There are tens of ships blocked in the Ukrainian ports by the Russian Navy. Tons of wheat has been destroyed and burned or stolen and brought to Russia. The looming food crisis is a crisis created by the war. And we need to take thousands of tons of wheat out of Ukraine by rail, since the maritime route is closed due to the Russian Navy activities.
Attending this meeting alongside the G7 foreign ministers, Dmytro Kuleba, the foreign minister of Ukraine. He'll be travelling soon to Brussels, where the EU is proposing a ban on Russian oil imports. He gave me his reaction to the fact that Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban is threatening to veto the plan, even though his country has been given an exemption.
The moment of truth will come. And we will see whether Hungary was blocking the oil embargo because of its national concerns and the attempt to accommodate, to make the European Union accommodate them, or they are doing it for some other reasons of higher political consideration.
If Orbán goes ahead and vetoes this package, what action should the EU take?
Well, I'm afraid the European Union will face a risk of creating a precedent when the unity was broken and when the unity on Russia was broken. And this will be the first such case since 2014. I believe that it will cause a lot of damage for the European Union itself.
Mr. Kuleba says he's also received a positive response from the G7 to his demand for seized Russian assets to be used to pay for the reconstruction of his country after nearly 3 months of war. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, Weissenhaus in northern Germany.